This side, Charles, how may I help you?
Yes, sir, it is. Can you do one thing? Can you read me that message you received so I can help in a better way?
Okay, just stay on the line with me. Let me get ahead and let me look into it, okay?
We're holding the line, sir. You there?
Okay, can you tell me whom I'm talking to? Can you verify me your identity?
What's your name? And what's your zip code?
Okay. Just stay on the line with me. Let me get ahead and let me check what else is going on, okay?
Okay.
Can you tell me, on the line which you are talking right now, it's your cell phone or landline?
Are you sure?
But what I can see over here that you are calling me through Google Voice.
Is it a joke or something like that?
So why are you calling me through your Google Voice?
Okay.
Now, if it's your cell phone, okay, as you are telling me, so I don't think so you are calling me from your cell phone or anything like that, because what I can see in my front of my eyes, you are calling me through Google Voice.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's proceed this call. So right now, what I can see over here, that upon reviewing your account, I see that your Apple ID is being logged in from 3 to 4 different locations. Have you shared your Apple ID with anyone? Have you shared your Apple ID password with anyone?
Okay.
So this suggests that someone may be attempting to access your Apple ID and has initiated a transaction of $299, right? Is there any sense as well?
Okay.
Right now, what it seems to me, it appears to be a hacking attempt, and the individual maybe have the access to your personal and your financial information. So have you shared any kind of private information with anyone?
Okay.
Now, just stay on the line with me. Let me go ahead and let me go through all these things. Let me go ahead and let me check, okay?
Hello. Your call has been transferred to me. I'll hand you your keys now. Thank you for calling Apple support. How can I assist you? No. Can you please repeat it? Okay, I understand your concern and I will make sure to help you with this. Before we go further, could you please read the message to me? Okay, before we proceed, could you please confirm your full name for security purposes? Thank you. Allow me a moment to investigate this matter for you. Just give me 30 seconds. Please being accessed from 3 to 4 different locations. Have you shared your Apple ID with anyone? Or could someone else have access to your device? Okay. Do you use personal Wi-Fi or private Wi-Fi? Have you used any public Wi-Fi in last 48 hours? Okay. This suggests that someone may be attempting to access your Apple ID and has initiated a transaction for $299. It appears to be a potential hacking attempt, and the hackers may have access to your personal and financial information as well. I'm also seeing another charge in progress for an even more serious matter to a suspicious website, childpornography.com. So have you made any of these charges from your Apple Pay or through your bank? You didn't make any charge for childpornography.com? Okay, I understand. Even though you didn't make these transactions, they are happening right now because hackers illegally gained access to your personal and financial information. They have probably even created accounts under your name, which is how they are making these charges. No. It's just we have to act quickly. Your financial information and personal data could be further compromised. We are already seeing signs of unauthorized activity and hacking. It's crucial that we act now to protect your identity and finances. If you want our help, you need to provide a couple of information so that we can go ahead and check this up for you in detail. Provide me your zip code so that we can check from which geographical location you belong. Okay, thank you for that. I have analyzed the zip code you provided and I'm seeing that your location and IP address have been targeted. We need to act immediately to secure devices and account. The hackers are still able to access your phone and could potentially initiate more charges or gain further control over your personal data. Now let me do one thing. Let me go ahead and have word with my financial department and tell them to cancel this charge from their hand. Hold for 2 minutes. I just have a word with my financial department and they told me that they were unable to cancel this charge from their hand because it has been initiated by using your cell phone. And once it was initiated, we sent an approval request to your cell phone. So have you approved any kind of transaction? Okay, so while they were unable to cancel the charge, meantime, what they have done, they have put a hold on that transaction. And meantime, it's on hold. I will guide you how you can cancel it on the call using my help. Just hold for 2 seconds. Please open your settings on your phone. Can you see the general option there? Hit on that. Now scroll down. Can you see the language and region option? Hit on that. We are running a security scan in your phone. Scroll down. Can you see any charge of $12,000 there? Okay. Can you verify me each and every detail you can see on your screen there? What amount is mentioned and date, time, everything? Okay. Have you verified any of these transactions? But these are the transactions that hackers are trying to make. Right now, I'll go ahead and see what else is going on. Hazel, it has come to my attention that there appears to have been unauthorized visit to www.childpornography.com using your identity at 4:40 a.m. today morning. Was it you? Okay, I have noted that a subscription was created on this site. Did you initiate this subscription? Furthermore, to complete a purchase on this platform, it is necessary to provide a financial information. Have you shared personal information or financial information with anyone? Okay, let me go ahead and have a word with my team. Hello. Next thing that I can see here that your phone lines are also not secured. So till the time we're gonna fix your network, do not answer any phone call or do not make any phone call by using your cell phone or landline. And if we get disconnected for any reason, you don't have to dial any number from your side. You just have to wait for my call. I'll call you from my side, from the secure lines, as your phone lines are not secured. Let me go ahead and see what best can we do in this situation for you. Sir, thank you for holding the line. I appreciate your time and patience. Now for security purposes, I need to send email to your bank and as well as FCC so they can check from their hand is anything going wrong. If there is something, then they will call you from their secure line.